Quarter Park.
Welcome to another journey in trying to find out where did I park. I'm your host, Chris, better known as CP, and I'm here to park some of my thoughts and feelings so I can clear my head and get my life together. So here goes nothing. Yeah, here goes nothing indeed. We'll see how this works. I'm actually doing some work right now, so I'm on a different microphone, so we'll see how it works out. If it turns out terrible, we'll just scrap it. But that's kind of been how my month of May is going anyway. Terrible and scrapping it. Had a nice hot episode and something happened here or there and I hit a button here and it went there and couldn't recover it. So I lost the episode. That was a bummer. Sucks too, you know, right after the 100 and everything went well with that, here I am. But just real talk, like, how's your May going? May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And it's interesting how sometimes themes and everything fit right into what's happening. And so I say all that to say, like, sheesh, it's been a little bit stressful. You know, usually around this month, I'm talking about running. You know, the last couple of years in May, we've done the fitness challenge or the running challenge where we're running way too many miles for way too long. You know, against our brothers from a different zone, but just didn't have the juice for it this year, you know. Still running, still getting it in, but I just wasn't in competition mode. It was just survival mode. Just, you know, make sure your clothes fit mode. So still got it done, still participated, but it just wasn't, just didn't have the fire that it needed to this year. It's crazy because this is the year where everybody is saying that we're all back to normal now and we're all good. And now that we're all back to normal and back to good, now nobody wants to participate. So it's a weird dynamic. I wish I understood it. One thing that I can understand is I'm tired, man. Life happens. I've been nursing a little bit of an injury, so I've been taking my time, but life's just been in the way, and I don't know, I guess that's where the stress comes from. For all the years that you need some mental health breaks, or you need some fitness, or you need something to take your mind off things, it seems like this is where all the issues are happening. So go figure, there's some irony in that somewhere. But man, I swear, it's like week to week. One week I'll be riding clean and thinking I got it all together, checking boxes, making stuff happen. And then the next week, I feel like I can't get anything right, and I need a break, and I need a win. And man, it's just been a roller coaster. I mean, we're all riding a roller coaster anyway, but it seems like I'm hitting the peaks and the valleys all in the same little time frame. I'm not going to say it's kind of annoying, but it's hard to kind of ride the wave or get back to normal. It's like when you're growing up and you're teaching defensive driving. Well, maybe us in Michigan, we did that since there's snow and stuff like that. But just when you're learning, you know, what the fishtail is doing and how you combat it and how you straighten back out to normal. If you overcompensate, you'll end up swerving back into it and you end up going back and forth. So it's interesting. You kind of have to embrace it and turn into it in order to settle yourself. And so I guess that's what I've just been trying to do, is turn into the stress and turn into the anxiety and kind of face it head on so that we can get ourselves back to a normal or a good spot. I guess in short, man, sometimes life just kicks your butt. And we all have the good moments and bad moments. I can't truly say I'm in a truly bad moment. Can't super out of the way say I'm in a super good moment. Just in a moment. And it's ugh. But I swear that's the way of the world right now. There are some bright spots though. I went to this dinner for an event that I've been helping out with my sponsor group and some of my other work responsibilities. So I got invited to this dinner, and it was a very well-to-do, a lot of big dollars in there, a lot of board members, and then there was me in the corner. And small talk was interesting, and people wanted to know what you're doing there and why you're here and which part of the group you're involved in, and basically trying to make small talk but also feeling you out because you look like you don't belong. And it's one of those things you daydream of where you're like, actually, I own all of this stuff. You're here for me. And watch their face like just melt. But it wasn't. They were really trying to size me up, and I had valid reasons to be there, but it's interesting. You always think that you'll have a better grasp on those things when you grow up, or when you get in those rooms and it's your turn, it won't be the same, or you'll do it differently, or they're gonna know you. And you kind of look up and you're like, man, I'm getting old. I guess I am growing up. I guess this is that room. Am I handling it the best way I can? Do I belong in this room? Am I rubbing elbows the right way with the right people? I'm not going to dig too far into imposter syndrome, but sometimes it feels like, I'm out of place. I think I do a good job of, covering through that and still just being me, even if it takes a quick reminder. And maybe it's that person to come up there and test you to let you know that, like, you don't have to do this. You can just be yourself and they can adjust. And if they don't like it, at least you got a free meal out of it. And by the way, that meal slapped.
You ain't lying.
I did not expect that to happen, but it did. And I was appreciative of it because I really didn't want to go. And I almost didn't go, but doggone if that meal wasn't good. I'm not going to say it made it completely worth it, but it was dope. So, yeah, I don't know if that's a bright spot or not. I guess it's a little bit of both. I guess it's a little bit of bittersweet, but that food was delicious, so we're going to call it that. I feel like my to-do list is everywhere and nowhere all at the same time. I feel like it does nothing but grow. And seems like only the little things I can check off, and the big things just start to get bigger and bigger and cloud in. But I don't know, sometimes it's easy to think that way, but then you got to step back and give yourself a little more credit, give yourself a little more grace, give yourself a little bit more pride, and just celebrate yourself a little bit more and bask in your accomplishments. You don't have to sit there and revel in them, but you can at least acknowledge that they're there. And that can help kind of fuel you and propel you back into the right space, into the right motion. Just hate if I've had to do it. I usually have a pretty good head on my shoulders. I don't know what it is. I guess it's just the way the month brings. If you've been here for a while, then this is still the busy season, so we're doing pretty good. May has never been easy. April and May have never been easy. You can even go as far as Valentine's Day, but this is kind of where it all wraps up and gets to its peak. So I really just want to make sure that I'm taking care of everybody in the family and everybody is enjoying their days and what can happen for them and what'll be around for them. Just milestone days around, and I want to make sure the proper amount of family and friends and interaction are where they're supposed to be. Friendship is weird. It keeps taking different turns in different places. Conversations are interesting, to say the least. But I think they're good. I think that conversation goes a long way and it helps a lot of people get through a lot of things. And even, bigger events, even events that have led to, life-changing things. You tend to look back. Well, I know I tend to look back and figure out, how was the conversation there? Did it get them in the right place? And did things blow up from there? Did they not give each other the opportunity to talk and listen to each other? And from there, what we get is what we get. Or, did they put in the right amount of work? So I think somewhere between distance and time and conversation, there's usually a way to get through a lot of things. I know that I've recently had to have a few conversations that I didn't think I was going to have, but I think that even though everything didn't get settled the way I wanted to, I think it put things in a better place, for now at least. So I think that I don't know, I think that there's always something you can learn. There's a conversation that I was not really thinking I needed to have or not really thinking was going to happen, and it actually put me in a really good mood. Had a chance to chop it up with a good friend of mine. Hadn't chopped it up in a minute, but I'm not gonna say we picked up like we never left, but it was good to get ourselves in the right mind space again. And we found some common ground where I did not expect us to go. Not saying we couldn't go there, I just didn't see that on the agenda, so that was cool that it happened. So I don't know, sometimes you have these just recharges and boosts, and it's good to see. Obviously, there's been huge and devastating news about the supermarket shooting, the shooting in California, and then most recently the school in Texas, and it's just heartbreaking. I'm sure everybody hugged on their kids a little harder, or you know, tried to work through a conversation, or just thanked God a little bit harder, or a little bit more for, you know, the protection that they had, but obviously everybody didn't get that opportunity, and whew, that's sad. I didn't even really, I wasn't even really able to dive into it, at least till the next morning, just because a lot of that conversation, especially when it's just in the beginning in its infancy, and you're finding out all the facts and finding out who's there, and there's still mixed bag of emotions of anger, rage, fear, trying to figure out what the shooter looks like, what the kids look like, why they did it, what's the voting populace there, you know, who's in charge, what, you know, what law was broken, what did the police do, you know, how are the families able to identify? Like, there's so much that goes on, and it's tough to deal with. And you know, death is tough to deal with anyway, but when you're talking about kids and when you're imagining, you know, what you would do or what that scenario is, and it's a lot. It can be a little bit overwhelming. So I just honestly wasn't prepared to think about it. It's not like you can just say out of sight, out of mind, but I had to give myself a moment to at least process and get into a better headspace to be able to start to read through some things and figure out my own opinions. And you know, I'd be a fool to say that they're already figured out, but I think I'm in a much better space to at least think through some of it. But it's sad. You see those pictures, you just hear the stories, and a lot of it doesn't make sense. And you know, with just this many days left in the school year, kids are testing. It's just a lot. And I can't imagine, don't want to imagine, but also don't want to, you know. I know discredit isn't the right word, but I also don't want to, you know, shine any negative light or not, you know, allow those people to cope through and rest in their own pieces as they need to. So it's man, just seems like there's no way out a lot of times, and that's scary. It's a tough place to feel. It feels claustrophobic. It feels like the world's walls are caving in on us a little bit. And it's not even only the strong survive, it's just I guess it's only the powerful survive, and not in might, not even necessarily in finance, but just ability. And If you're not feeling great about yourself or if you're feeling stressed, then you could feel like you don't have the ability to survive. And that's a scary feeling. But I think that, we're equipped with really good skills to work through a lot of problems with our kids and with our families and with our friends. And we can put ourselves in a better place that we're able to help and support our kids and be there and know that we'll do anything for them and protect them. You can feel helpless and powerless, and you'd hate that that feeling comes from things like schools or anything like that, but this is the world we live in. And so there's a lot of conversations about, what gun control should look like and, what our personal protection strategies are and where we should line up and, homeschooling versus public schooling versus, school zones and districts and who's involved and what do the police look like and where security goes from here. There's a bunch of different ways to look at it. And I honestly, it's hard to talk about because I don't have the answers on a lot of that stuff. And it's things that you have to figure out and figure out as a family, as a unit. How do you go about talking with your kids about these things? And, they do have to worry about, bomb, not or not bomb, but they do have to worry about terrorist, internal terrorist attack or domestic terrorists, as they call it, where we only had to worry about, tornado drills and, fire drill. You don't have all the answers, but you do have the time, you do have the availability, you do have the love to try to figure that out with them. There's no right answer, there's no right way how to do a lot of these things, but we do have to at least put in the time and effort to make sure that we're in as good of a headspace as we can. We're safe, we're creating a safe environment for those around us. And it's either going to have to be some sort of trust but verify, or only trust but so much. And we're going to have to, keep things under control as much we can, and also keep our eyes open, keep our head on swivel. So I know that's not really profound, but it's still thoughts in process. If I had all the answers, I'd probably be on CNN and fighting people over laws and everything like that. So this is just one man's perspective, who's going through a lot in a month, and it's, still trying to figure out what we're doing, to make sure that our boys are good and how we're gonna talk to them. At the same token, man, these kids are so damn smart. They're killing the OGs. Grades have been impeccable all year. These are all things that they're getting from their mom, because I, y'all know me. It's definitely coming from me. Jackson's doing well on the baseball field. Jace is having fun on the baseball field, so we can say he's doing well too. Drew's growing up. He's terrorizing us in a good way. Man, they're just so smart. Just having conversations with them, even though they're funny and they're gonna make you laugh, just the ability to carry on conversations with them, it's awesome. And I got my first glimpse into a level two dad life, we'll call it, or maybe it's like level five. I don't know when the years break down, but my next elevated level in dad life, helping with a school project. Now the good news is he didn't do like me, and he didn't come in like a night or two before, like, hey, it's due tomorrow. He's been working on this project forever. Like, I had to tell him, you don't have to start today, and you don't have to get this much done. And he was like, yeah, I do. I got this, and he had a plan. Unfortunately, his building skills aren't up to code, so we had to kick it old school with some popsicle designs, and we had a nice lesson about structural integrity and how things stay up, and we're able to relate it to real life. So it was cool. And also, he went to bed, So I had to stay up a little bit longer and fixing some things. So I felt like I elevated myself. Just when you think you've got it all figured out, you reach that next level. So I elevated myself. I'm on a different echelon than a lot of y'all suckers.
You big dummy.
But having said all that, man, these kids are just a joy to be around. It's crazy because when you look at it, even when you're having the worst time and when you're having a bad month and when you're going through a lot, when you spent too much money and you've spent too much time and you also at the same time haven't spent enough time and there's still things on your checklist and to-do list that you really need to get done and they seem impossible, there's still a lot of good out here. I think everything that I've talked about that has hurt me, I've kind of coupled it with something that has helped me. And I think that's important. I think it's important to remember and realize that although we're going through a lot of stuff, it's not as bad as we think. It's only that bad when we focus on just the bad side. I think that's where I'm gonna end here, but shout out to my sister. She's had a rough go of things. She's rehabbing and she's at home. Like I told her, she needs to sit down. Maybe this is God's way of doing it. And you can't spell couch without a little ouch. So she got her little ouch. So now she is firmly planted on the couch. Shout out to my youngest Drew for turning 3. Shout out to Team Preston, 12 years in this thing. Shout out to my wife for being an amazing mother. Shout out to my other sister. She's about to have a birthday. Just shout out to all my people, but especially shout out to my wife. She's got a big birthday coming up, and I'm super excited to celebrate with her. Shout out to the end of the school year. I know it's crazy, but let's try our best to make it as easy and as smooth as we can. That might be asking for too much, but our effort should be enough. So I say all that to say, sorry for the delay, had a couple hiccups, and then just been tired. And like I said, things been kicking my butt, but I'm smiling and I think I'm gonna come out victorious. So, with all that being said, let's get to some uplift. So we spent a lot of time today talking about what went wrong, how many things didn't go our way, my way, how I'm not in the place where I thought I would be at this age. I'm not in the place where I think I'm supposed to be going. There's still a lot of questions that I have that aren't figured out yet. And it can be a little bit nerve-wracking. It can be a little bit stressful. It can be frustrating. It can be scary. There's so much I want to do. There's so many things I want my kids to experience. I want to give my wife. There's so many boxes I have for myself that are unchecked. There are so many things that I'm measuring for success and accomplishment, and they're not all there yet. And I feel bad about it, to be honest with you. But also, it's important that I give myself grace because I'm not always supposed to be there. And also, there's a lesson in being proud of where you're at and celebrating you for you in your current spot versus only looking at the spot where you think you should be or you want to be. The old adage that the grass is greener on the other side is only as active as you can see that grass. They might be treating their grass with chemicals, or they might have turf. Or they might have really good grass in the front and really terrible grass in the back. So we got to make sure that we're keeping our own eyes on our own prize and then sharing and spreading that prize with those around us that love us, need us, and depend on us. So I say all that to say, we've all heard things like one monkey don't stop no show. One of our coaches, his favorite phrase or saying is turn the page. And I kind of want to sit there with that. And yes, you can shake things off, but sometimes it's hard to shake things off. Sometimes we get filled with so much doubt, so much pain, so much anger, so much frustration, so much sadness. And some of it is self-inflicted. Sometimes it is really your fault. You did it. Nobody else. But sometimes we get filled with so much of that that we almost close it off and say that's all that can happen. It's like we're creating the narrative, finishing the narrative, and sending it off to be bound. And God doesn't take care of us that way, and our lives don't work that way. So, while we think of turning the page, it's because there's more on that second page. There's more on that next one. So one bad page doesn't make the whole book. One questionable book doesn't make the whole library. One touchy subject doesn't ruin the whole course. I can go on and on, but the fact of the matter is, we have to allow ourselves the ability to move forward. We have to see ourselves in a bigger scope, in a bigger picture, and we have to keep it real with ourselves. Everything isn't going to work out perfect. We're not going to do everything right. We're going to get put in some trouble spots, and there's going to be some times where we need to figure it out, and there's going to be some times when we don't do it right. But it's important to know that this one bad week doesn't equal the bad month, and this one bad month doesn't equal the whole year. And even in this bad month, and even in these times that are trying for me, it hadn't been all bad. So it's just been about what I've been focusing on, or what my narrative is, or what my goals are. And maybe I'm calling them goals, but they're really demands and expectations I put on myself, and they might not be fair. So while I'm holding myself to this standard, there's much more reasonable, ideal goals and places I want to get to further down in the book. But if I end at this chapter and don't see it through, then, I won't get there. So it's important for all of us to remember, especially myself in these trying times, don't just take these smile moments for granted. Don't just take these bittersweet pills. Think about it. Be intentional with your thoughts and actions. And, as we're trudging through some of these down times, pay attention to the good times. The real kicker is, a lot of times you won't realize how much good you've done until you stop and look back. The trouble spots that you've been focusing on have hidden the fact that you've already accomplished them. And a lot of those things you end up talking about in hindsight. Personally, I felt like this episode was going to be a little bit longer because I felt like I was holding on to so much that I wanted to talk about, but it's interesting talking about it from the perspective of somebody who's already up the mountain or who's in a better place than they were when it actually happened. So we're designed to conquer some of these things. We're designed to put ourselves in better places and elevate from where we were at. So just because we have some down moments doesn't mean that we're even there to tell somebody about it. We're probably telling somebody about how we made it through, and hopefully helping somebody make it through for them. So if you're going to turn the page, make sure you continue reading through those chapters and finish that book, put it back on that shelf, open up a new one in your library, and make sure you're ready to tell a new story and graduate yourself to the next chapter and elevate to the next step in your process. And I'll see you there. Life comes at you fast. I'm just trying to keep up with yesterday. But I'll be back soon to unload some more of the good, bad, and ugly. And hope you'll join me again. Because once I get ready for this next chapter, I'm definitely going to need some help trying to remember, where did I park?